David Shulman was described as the Sherlock Holmes of American language. His sleuthing unearthed the first use of thousands of words and phrases, including the origins of the Big Apple, Hoochie Coochie, and the Great White Way. David Shulman died last week in New York City at the age of 91. Gerald Cohen is a professor of foreign languages at the University of Missouri in Rolla. He knew David Shulman for 25 years and collaborated with him on determining the origin of the term hot dog. Professor Cohen, thanks for being with us.
Oh, happy to.
David Shulman contributed more than 5,000 words and phrases to the Oxford English Dictionary, and he was something of a self-taught etymologist. But that title seems almost too precise, too sterile to describe the passion and the eccentricity that fueled his pursuit of language.
Well, yes, I would agree with that. There's an enormous amount of material information, culture, and so forth wrapped up in words. And when you deal with the words, you're dealing with the building blocks of all of that.
You know, it's one thing to love language, to love the way it sounds as it rolls off your tongue, to love to listen to it, but to actually search for the origins of a word or a phrase. It's a certain kind of person who's willing to roll up their sleeves and do that kind of work.
Well, it's a combination of a certain investigative spirit plus an appreciation for history. What we have isn't simply here. It developed. It came from somewhere. And anybody who is involved in history, I think, could understand why somebody might be interested in the history of language.
You worked with him in trying to determine the origins of the word hot dog.
Yes, that is correct. Well, first of all, David Shulman insisted that it had to come from college slang. And in so doing, he was disagreeing with two other interpretations out there. He was able to trace back the term hot dog to Yale, 1895. It was part of the irreverent humor that college students have, mixed in with a little bit of bad taste, which college students sometimes have. So they came up with the term hot dog. It referred to the 19th century belief that dog meat could turn up in sausages. And as a matter of fact, that belief has a basis in fact. So this was back in 1895. Within 5 years, the term had spread to at least 30 other universities. So it was solidly rooted in college slang. And from there, it gradually spread and became accepted.
Can you tell us a little bit about how he worked?
Yes, in detail. You get out the old magazines, you get out the old books, you find something which is interesting, you get a lead, and you follow through. And you spend 5-6 hours sitting in the library, and you do this day after day, year after year, and gradually you have quite a volume of work accomplished.
What was his greatest accomplishment? What did he see as his greatest accomplishment?
I'm sure that he would want to be remembered for the antedatings. He loved it, and you may say Miller time for him was when he would come up with an earlier attestation than had been noticed before in the dictionary.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Professor.
Okay, happy to.
Professor Gerald Cohen of the University of Missouri speaking to us about his friend, the wordsmith David Shulman. He'll soon publish a book about the origins of the term hot dog that credits David Shulman and another word hunter, Barry Popick, as authors.